Grace, I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Grace.
Hey, sorry, came in late. Thought it was definitely a different time. Grateful being in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and be at this conference today, this weekend. I grew up with a lot of shame. My dad is a judge for the state of Arizona. I'm from Phoenix, by the way. Our household was a very strict household. We grew up in a very religious family, very Catholic, very damning God. Church every Sunday, all that good stuff. My mom liked to, remind me of what the priest said, throughout the week in his, little speeches that he gave on Sundays. Especially if I was not living up to her expectations. And a lot of it was, not being able to live up to, certain people's expectations. So I'd feel a lot of guilt and shame from that, feeling less than, and when alcohol came into the equation, while, drinking and using, that shame and guilt would go away for that, short period of time, but the remorse afterwards, was just so brutal that, I would have, the need, the want, the addiction, kept increasing, kept going, the amounts bigger, all that great stuff, to try to block out the guilt and shame of, whatever I did, whether it was, doing, negative things to friends or saying inappropriate things or just having remorseful thoughts of the past or things of that nature. While I was using, I experienced two significant traumas and, I had a lot of guilt and shame. I thought it was my fault. For a very long time, I didn't think that, I could get over it and that I just, my only solution at that point in time was just to keep drinking and using to block it out, block out the shame that came, from those traumas. Luckily, when I got sober, I was introduced, to the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And, for me, the fourth and fifth step were very eye-opening in terms of, the feelings that I equated with, the resentments that I had. Guilt and shame came up a lot, along with my sponsor made me do the seven deadly sins on paper. And, from that it was very eye-opening to where I could start a healing process, whether that was making amends for things that I did that I was shameful about, developing a relationship with my higher power and then maintaining that relationship and growing with that relationship with my higher power, so that I could be comfortable with myself, so that I didn't have to, try to escape from that, from those feelings of guilt and shame. And, I like to look, when I do have those kinds of feelings, I like to look on my 24-hour chip. I keep it in my wallet, and it says, to thine own self be true. And I know as long as, I'm being true to myself, that's good enough for me, with all, obviously, maintaining sobriety and, living the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and, reaching out, giving back, all the stuff that they tell us to do, because, those feelings of guilt and shame, like, I still get them, from, stupid things that will happen. There's a lot of PTSD work that I did in order to, relieve those feelings and, to get past the traumas that occurred in my life, and through working with sponsors and then working with sponsees and seeing, you know, that I'm my situation is not unique. You know, there are plenty of people who experience the same feelings that I do, and I know that I'm not alone, on this road to recovery, and that, you know, my experiences can benefit other women, and, you know, and that helps to keep me going and keep me, knowing that my situation is not unique, and that, you know, using the tools that I was shown, that I was given, you know, can alleviate and not have to go back to drugs and alcohol to, you know, make up for these feelings of guilt and shame, and that I can be a free woman and, you know, walk through the arches, as it says in the book, and, and continue my path to spiritual growth and keep on in recovery. So that's really all I have to say. Again, I apologize for being late. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks.